Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
20.5% of people in Florida are 65 years and older. Older adults are at a higher health risk if they don't stay active. And here to help us out with that is Ben Brock. Ben is the Associate Director for Community Programs at Optum Care. Ben, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
How does a lack of activity in older adults affect their health?
You know, according to the CDC, it really can help. It really can decrease their ability to manage specific chronic conditions like diabetes, heart disease, depression, and stroke. So we see when we have that lack of activity, both physically and mentally, the risk factors for many of those conditions increases dramatically.
Now, I know as I've gotten older, there are certain things I wish I had done more of. And one of those is stretching and keeping limber. How important is that as you get older?
You know, it's incredibly important. We always talk about the importance of strength training and cardiovascular exercise and balance training. But just as important as those three is keeping that range of motion strong. It just helps us to continue to be able to do the things that we want to do, like reach for things over our head, reach for things on the ground. And so in maintaining that range of motion is key to just maintaining a good quality of life.
Now, you were talking about physical activity, but you said something about mental activity. That's equally important, right?
For sure. So just like our body needs strength training and cardiovascular exercise to challenge us physically, our mind needs mental activity or mental stress to challenge us intellectually. And so we really do need to think about exercising not just our body, but exercising our brain as well.
That's all well and good, but here we are in this unique situation where all states are different about how they're doing their lockdown, their stay-at-home orders. How does one get around all that if you're an older adult?
Yeah, you know, in our current state, a lot of people, especially older adults, are choosing to avoid certain places where there's lots of groups of people. And these are the places that normally keep them physically and mentally active. Places like gyms, community centers, senior centers, social centers where they might do hobbies or sports or different leagues. So it definitely is a challenge. Optum Care actually just launched something called our virtual community center in the hopes to be able to combat that. And so what we've done is we've created a full playlist of classes like Pilates, Tai Chi, yoga, art classes, brain games, emotional support activities, and put it all on a playlist on YouTube so that older adults can go and access that page and then engage in those activities from the safety of their own home.
The two go together, don't they? Physical activity and mental health. I know if you're laying around for a while, a couple of days, even a week, your mind tends to become mush, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing how interconnected our brain, our emotions, and our body are. And it's funny, when we start getting physically active, it also makes us feel better, not just feel sharper and kind of more with it, but also just it raises our mood as well, which is so important in this time as well.
Now, older adults, of course, are going to have more of a challenge because they're at a higher risk level, not only for what we were just talking about, but of the COVID. And like you said, they're going to be more reticent to actually go anywhere. What are some things that they can do, older adults can do, to actually get outside and minimize their risk?
You know, that's unfortunately kind of outside of my specifications and qualifications. I think one of the biggest things is we're just trying to create this virtual community center so that they can stay inside and stay active. They should probably follow their local guidelines and their federal guidelines and any recommendations that their specific physician had about exiting their house.
See, that's why I asked you that, because, you know, okay, it's not in your range really, but there are a lot of people who are older who are like, you know, torn between what they should do. And you know, they are so used to biking or going outside. Now they're not sure whether they should do that or not. But the thing like you have there at OptumCare, in fact, you have a whole YouTube channel, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And what I love about these is, like you said, a lot of people are used to their specific way of exercising. You know, maybe they're used to exercising in a gym where there's a lot of machines. Maybe they're used to going for bike rides. Maybe they're used to going for walks, and they're no longer wanting to do those things. And so they're kind of lost of, where do I start an exercise program? So not only do we have this full channel, but the channel is taught by expert instructors in Pilates, yoga, Tai Chi, and there's just so many different variations to be able to show people how to do the exercises appropriately with equipment that they would have at their own home.
That's the great thing about technology, huh, Ben? Like, we can, with all these different things like Zoom and virtual meetings, we can actually exercise with a group of people, but sort of individually, right?
And that's what I love. So we actually hear these stories from our members that say that they're calling their sister or calling their brother or calling a friend and saying, hey, I'm going to jump on and do that chair dance class on the OptumCare playlist. And their friend will get on at the same time. And even though they might be sitting a couple of miles apart or even 100 miles apart, there still feels like they're connected with each other because they're doing the same class with the same instructor, and they can really share in that experience.
Well, let's talk about the classes, because, you know, when people think about exercise classes, they think it's somebody, you know, like the old days, somebody just yelling at you. Well, they still do it now with all those Peloton things. This is not what you're talking about, right?
No, these classes, what I love about them is they're really taught by these expert instructors. And so we found experts in their field, but not just in their field, but experts that are used to working with that 65-plus population. And so these are Pilates classes, maybe in a chair. These are dance classes in a chair and standing, but with safe patterns and safe movements. But don't get me wrong, these aren't easy classes. My mom actually does these classes, and she convinced me to do the chair dance one with her this last weekend, and I got moving, and I was sweating. So they're safe, they're appropriate, they're taught by good instructors, but they're also fun, and they'll give you a great workout.
And they're not live, right? I mean, you can do it at your own speed.
Yeah, so we're releasing a couple every week, but then they stay there. So they stay live, they stay up on that YouTube channel. So you can do half the class, pause it, take a break, and resume, or you could just do half the class and say that that's where you're going to start. And that's what I also really like about this, too, because so many people, if they haven't done exercise in the past, might not want to do an entire class. So they could do the first 5, 10, 15 minutes. What I also really like is these aren't just exercise classes. So there's brain games, there's art classes, there's nutrition tips, there's a series we call Healthy Minds that just kind of help with that emotional resiliency.
All right, so let's give you a chance, since we've been gleaning off of your information and your expertise. Let's talk about OptumCare. What is that?
So Optum is a family of over 46,000 physicians who work together in over 1,300 local clinics to help over 17.5 million people live healthier lives. Really, Optum's aim is to get patients the right course of care by providing each a coordinated Optum team. And one of the ways we do this is really by providing our physicians tools and national resources, just like these virtual community centers.
All right. So if you had some advice for older folks who are feeling, I say this because you see folks that are living in assisted living places, and it's sad because the way they have contact with people is through a window, and that can really mess up your mind and depress you. And just the same, there are people, older folks who are in their homes or get visits that way, you know, from their family. What are some things that older folks can do, maybe using the programs you have, to decrease the risk of depression?
Like you said, our movement and our bodies are so tied to our mood as well. So first things first, get yourself active. You know, find a class on that playlist that you like, or find something else that's going to get you active and get you moving. Stay connected. So whether that's calling a friend, whether that's writing a note, whether that's writing an email, or if it's calling a friend and encouraging them to do a class with you. There's also, like I said, on that playlist, some really, really good advice by our director of behavioral health, Rich. And he just goes over some really good advice about that exact topic, how we have mindsets of joy, how we kind of keep that emotional resiliency high. But basically, find ways to connect with others, find ways to emotionally support yourself, and find ways to stay physically active.
And just to be clear, these classes are free on YouTube. Talk us through how somebody not familiar with YouTube, how would we find the classes?
Yeah, so like you said, it's a completely public playlist, so anyone can access it. And you would just go to YouTube, and then you would go to the Optum YouTube channel just by searching Optum. Once you click on that Optum YouTube channel, it will take you to a variety of playlists, and one of those playlists is the Virtual Community Center. You can also just go right into your browser and type in optum.co, not .com. So it's optum.co/virtual community center.
All right, so it's optum.co/virtual community center?
You got it.
All right, that sounds pretty easy. And like you said, with the YouTube channel, we just go to the YouTube. I call it the YouTube. And you just put a search in there for Optum, O-P-T-U-M, and it'll give you some choices. And like I said, you can do it on your own speed. And you know what? Not just for the older folks. Anyone, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what's so great about this public channel is it's a great workout for anyone. Like I mentioned, I did it myself, and it was kind of fun. You talked about social engagement. It was a great activity for my mom and I to do together.
Well, there it is. You make a thing out of it. I know you used to come over and say, let's go out to dinner. And, well, maybe you stay home and have dinner, and then you do this as well, sort of game night, right?
I love it. Yeah. Sounds great to me.
All right, so it's Optum Care. They have that YouTube channel where you can have free workouts, not just physical, but mental workouts for older folks and even the younger folks. If you want to jump in there and do it with your mom and dad, that'll be great too. You go to the Optum YouTube channel, just search Optum on the YouTube, and it'll pop right up and you can do it at your own speed. Well, Ben Brock, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
And thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.